You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today Mr. Greg Jablonski from the Home Results Group. How are you today, Greg?
Good, Dan. How are you?
Good. I just love our pre-show talks. You know, we have to discuss what we're going to talk about.
Yes, we try to come up with a good strategy.
Yes, yeah, but we never finish that. We never really do we?
No, we just jump right into it.
Oh, I think it's great. You know, great minds think alike, don't they?
Yes, yes.
It's, you know, it's so interesting in life, and I probably shouldn't go here, but it's interesting how people that have been in business their whole lives, I haven't my whole life.
Yeah, you have, though.
Well, I worked in the corporate structure for a while and said no. Mm-hmm. But most of our lives have a whole different outlook as to people that, let's say, just get at work and get a paycheck. It's a whole different outlook, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. It's better stop there.
There you go. Well, we're going to do something different this time. Very interesting. And we haven't done it in the years that we've done Talk Real Estate. And that is talk about parks and neighborhoods. You're a developer. You've been a developer in Hastings your whole life. You're a lifelong resident of Hastings. You and I both are. But you have a lot of parks out there are on from you. And on your nickel, let's say.
Yep.
Let's talk about that, how that works, because I don't think a lot of people really hear about it or understand it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the basic premise is that anytime you do a development, there's a parkland dedication, which is a requirement, and the city decides how much they want land and how much they want money to improve parks. So in a lot of instances, they do kind of a blend on that, and you know, I'm just using the Wallen Park as an example because I think that's really, I think it was done very well. And I think that park services everything well. It's well taken care of. It's in a good location. It's got a lot of street frontage. And we'll talk about that a little more, why that is a significant cost. But those parks really, really look nice and they're a big plus to a neighborhood. So, you know, like even when you looked at some of our older sections not too far from your office here, the studio, there's a nice park right across the street, Kitty Corner. Mm-hmm. And Wilson Park has been there for years and years, and those parks are smaller, but they still service a neighborhood. So part of a neighborhood thing is always to have parks and the ability to, you know, walk and trails and all that. But as everybody knows, too much of a good thing is not good either, because pretty soon they can't afford to maintain them. The maintenance doesn't go well. And so it is in any business, you do have to have a really good strategy, and they need to take care of these parks. And in a lot of cases, I think I see a lot of trails around town, and boy, those things are in tough shape. Mm-hmm. And I think they have too many of them, and then they can't maintain them. I don't know the last time I saw anybody resurfacing one of those trails, but call me if you see one.
Okay. So. Well, let's back up a little bit, because you said something that I didn't even know, and that is well, first of all, what's the size of Wallen Park?
You know, I don't remember the exact acreage, but if I had to guess, I'd say it's 3, 4, 5 acres, somewhere in that range, so it's a substantial amount of ground there.
Now, and you bought that as a developer?
No, that was not mine. That was done by the Wallens. I basically worked as a consultant for the Wallens.
Okay, but I mean, in a lot of cases, if you buy a plot of land, you've paid for that.
That's correct.
And you go before the city, and it's both. I mean, you'd think a dedication would be enough, because that's a chunk. That's got to be a chunk of money, a couple acre, you know, 3, 4 acres or whatever.
Yep.
Plus, they charge the contractor or the builder X dollars, amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. What is that for? Where does that go?
Well, basically that goes to the construction of the park, or the, you know, fixtures, if you would, or playground equipment that's in that unit in the park. So I would say that it's kind of a good idea to have a mixture, so you just don't have this big chunk of raw land. But it's always nice to have that ground space and let that park be able to grow. And they do have a lot of park, and I'll think of the other park as Riverwood Park. And they have a lot of additional ground out there that they can grow into as the need is there. Right now, it just kind of sits there a little bit with with just on its own and be natural. So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's the decision that the city makes on how they want to do it.
And they can tell you how much you have to pay and how much they want?
Yep, mm-hmm. Percentage of our land, and then so much per home. And so I think it's a formula the city has.
Wow. So these are costs that people don't really understand. So
that's
if
part of every home, and you know that does go into the cost of a lot. You know, when you have to have those costs, and those have to be all added in. It's just like anybody with their checkbook. You get your take home check, and you got to pay this bill, pay that bill, and pay that bill. Make sure you cover all those things.
So let's take an average development. If you have to carve out, say, 3 acres, what is the, and then by the time you pay whatever that percentage is and stuff, what kind of money are we talking about? So people understand that the price of a lot, you know, you buy it for X number of dollars, then all of this has to be thrown on. That's not money that you have or are going to ever see.
And I don't really have those exact numbers. I really don't know what it is totally running today, because when you do a plat, you know, some plats already have it, like my Riverwood plat. We did that up front. We gave them the park, and we made the parkland dedication. As we bring more homes on, we pay $750 a unit in the cash portion of the parkland dedication. So we pay a flat fee on that, and the park's already been dedicated. So you do those type of agreements when you make the overall development. So,
okay. See, I did not know any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, so if you have like a, how many homes per acre can a developer usually, just an average?
Average 3 to 5, you know, is okay. I would say typical when you're doing a standard development.
Okay. So that's a chunk of money that the developer will never get.
Yeah, but it is, and I guess that's where I want to talk about today, is because parks are really important to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And parks do make the neighborhood. And so when you talk about your development, is that part of the success? And I think it is. When you have a really nice park like the Wallen Park, and then you have that development up there, it's just well done. When you get that through the years now, that's going to be a nice neighborhood, a good location with good parks, good streets, good layout. That's going to be in demand for a long, long time. So it really serves the developer well. Mm-hmm. And the Wallens have a very, very nice development up there because they did all the right things.
Okay. Then let's go into the maintenance of it, because you're right. And how is it determined that some parks get more, you know, they get more attention than others?
That is all done by the city parks. And so I don't know what their determinations are. And I'm sure it has to do with the amount of use. You know, you certainly have parks that probably don't get a lot of use. And maybe the strategy of that park should have been different. But, you know, you get parks, like I happen to know the Wallen Park is a heavily used park.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm assuming that that requires more maintenance and improvements.
Is that assessed to the people that live in the area then? Or how do they, who keeps track of that? I mean, if
that's all part of our parks program.
Okay.
All part of our.
I mean, these are
taxes.
Questions people yeah. should ask then.
Yep. There's no. We don't want to talk about user fees. We don't need any more fees, right?
No, we don't.
No, I think it works really nice now. I think they do a mm-hmm. good job with them. And it is well done. So, mm-hmm. like the old saying is, leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
It works well.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. The nicer the park, the more attractive that neighborhood is. And would it be a fair statement, Greg, to say then that would bring up the value of those homes?
I think it does, most definitely. I think having a nice neighborhood like that with the walking trails and the park, I mean, it's a very nice neighborhood there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the other neighborhoods. I mean, if it's Pioneer Park, I mean, you know, Pioneer Park has maybe been, quote, neglected for a while. And, you know, it has some of the stuff, but you know, I guess maybe it's unfair to compare a park that was done maybe, I don't know, that was done maybe in the 50s or 40s. Hard to compare a park like that to a park that was done in the 2000 era. So I think that what should they do with those small parks, and how should they improve them? And, you know, each park maybe should have a little different asset. And I'm sure they go through all that process. But those parks still help the neighborhood, like Pioneer Skating Rink, you know, basketball courts. I don't know if they still have the baseball down there, softball. I don't know if I see
Good
much
question.
Of that. They used to,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think they have it anymore. So, you know, some of those things, they are progressing and they have a better use for them.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, our realtor, Greg Jablonski from Home Results Group. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
You can give us a call at 651-437-2121.
And just ask for anyone from the Home Results Group.
Yeah.
There you go. Back to parks. You talked about Pioneer Park, and you're right. For a lot of years, that was neglected. Now, we've been here across from Wilson for 30 years, and it seems like that park, while it's small, it's not a big park, it gets used an awful lot. I mean, you talked about baseball every, you know, couple times every week you see cars lined up and there's little baseball teams out there. In the winter they have the warming house and the skating. You see people out there, and even though it's little, it is, I think, it's very well kept.
It appears to be.
And you know, the neighborhood is a well-established neighborhood as compared to, it's a lot older than Pioneer Park, so it'd be interesting to find out how they decide, because somebody has obviously taken a lot of care in this, and they can continue to do it.
Yep, and they do. And so now for us, it's now we take our grandkids to these different parks, and you know, whether my wife takes them to Consemius Park, or there's so many parks, and the Wallen Park, but she also goes to the other smaller parks that do have the swing sets that maybe aren't quite so populated, and it's nice to have that feature in the community. It really is.
And you brought up a good point too. Is just because it's a neighborhood park doesn't mean that anybody in Hastings or outside of Hastings coming through isn't able to use it. I mean, they can.
That's right. They can go to any one of those parks, and that's why I always feel it's nicer to have different parks with different features and kind of a little. Shake it up a little bit.
Because I know they added some real nice swings down here at Wilson and climbing bars and stuff. You know, when we had it, we just threw the rope over the tree limb. And
that probably came out of the sack of wax.
That's where that's been
going on. That's where the money
time.
Comes from.
You get the bell, Greg.
Change it up, Dan. Here we go.
You get the bell.
No, but it is important to do that and to keep up with all that. So it's a challenge. We all know that. It's hard to, where do you find the funds? And we all know our taxes are high enough. So it's a two-edged sword there. But we do have, I think, all in all, we have very nice parks. And I think they do a good job on them. So it's pretty simple as that.
So as a developer, you're all for that.
We really are, because they do make it. And having nice parks nearby is a big selling feature. When you're talking about the homes and the neighborhoods, that's of interest to every buyer. They want to know, well, where our kids play. And, you know, when we were growing up, I mean, that's what we did. That's why I grew up not far from Pioneer Park. So Westwood Park. I mean, you have all those little neighborhood parks, and they're really good for the neighborhood because a lot of young kids go there. So it's a part of life, part of a small town.
I thought that nowadays when you have a child, you just buy them a phone and let them sit and just wherever they're eating, wherever they're in school, wherever they're doing the thumb deal.
And along with the trips to Disney World, that's all we do.
There you go. Can't go there now because there's that virus going
on. Virus, it's a bad deal.
You bet. Well, what else can you tell us about parks and neighborhoods? I've learned a lot.
Well, I just think, you know, in any time you are, and it's one of the things that a lot of people, they don't overlook. But when you're buying a home, I think as you drive around, you're certainly looking at those things. And if you're going to have children, or you have children, that's an important thing. Can the kids run over to the park? So there's nothing better to me than a house that, quote, borders that park.
Right up to it, yes.
Right up to it. And if it's in your backyard, that's a huge asset to that home. And it does increase the value in my world.
I was going to ask you, have you found out that those homes carry a bigger price? Than? Well,
just think how nice it is for your kids. They can run out the back door and they're at the park. And then they come home. You know, I mean, That's really good, I think.
Well, we were on Tuttle Drive, so the kids just there was a house in between us and the park, and what you're saying is that's where they'd hang out all day.
You
know, play a game of baseball or soccer, and you are spot on that.
And that's what's important during the summers. That's the activity for the kids. I mean, that's very important to understand. Your kids have to have something to do during the summer. That's why these parks are important.
So you're listening to Talk Real Estate again. Our realtor, Greg Jablonski from Home Results Group. We have a couple more minutes. Parks and neighborhoods. You develop in different communities. You develop in Hastings. You develop in
I don't do much development in Cana Falls. I'm doing one down there.
Okay,
now.
So
but the same significance is being given to the park, where it's located, how it's going to, you know, service that neighborhood, and how it's going to be really a big plus. Where do you put it in there? One of the things we're looking at now, that's kind of hilly land down there, and so we're always looking for a little flat spot for the park so we can have some good facilities, but yet a little rolling is not ever bad, you know, for some natural paths or areas or something. So we think it's nice that we have it where we have it down there, which in that part of the farm, it is in what I'll call the northeast corner. And it's a nice wooded area, and it's secluded, and it'll back up to all the houses, and the houses will go around it. So I think it'll be nice.
Is it a correct statement to say, as a developer, you have a lot of input as to where that park's going to be in that development?
We do.
Okay.
And we need to, because the park has to also work in conjunction with the housing. And, you know, the costs. I mean, if you can't get the costs in line, you just can't go forward with the development. So it does have to work. And, you know, that's where, you know, Cana Falls was very receptive and are receptive. And I think that'll work out just fine down there.
Mm-hmm. You talk about Rolling Hills, the one, I can't think of the name of the one. It's right at the very end here. You take 4th Street, it goes right into it on the north frontage road of Highway 55 with the big hill. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you mean, yeah.
Can't think
I
of
know
any.
What I mean, but I can't think of it either.
I can't
to
think
me, it's just a ponding basin.
It's
and there is a park over off of that backs up to that on, what would that be, 7th Street or 8th Street
I
or something
so,
like that.
Yes.
So I
yeah.
can't remember the name of that park, though.
But, I mean, in the winter there, those
sliding.
Kids slide. Exactly. You knew where I was headed on that.
Yep, and it's a great activity.
It's the sliding park, yeah.
Yep. And the nice thing is you got the road there so people can park there, come and go mm-hmm. nicely, and it's a good use there.
It sure is. Well, anything else? We have about a minute to go, Greg, that we need to talk about? Or?
Not in my world. It's all good, right?
So, yeah. Is development picking up in Hastings at all?
I think it is, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's just been, you know what, it's different. Mortgage rates, of course, are unbelievably low.
Mm-hmm.
I was just the other day quoted a 2.8 for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
Wow.
2.8. And that's a straight-out deal. It's unbelievable what rates have done. But the problem is, like, I'm doing a little research so I can present something to the city. And today I was researching the number of houses that are available from 250 to 275. And right now, as of today, there are 3 homes to choose from. 3 in
that's
that price category.
It.
I don't think that's selective. I think there's a lot of people looking from 250 to 275
right.
you know, for a home. So
That's
why we need some new homes. So I'm working on that diligently.
Good. Greg, once again, how can folks get a hold of you?
651-437-2121.
Greg, thank you very much. You know, we really learned a lot today.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Parks and Neighborhoods. You heard it right here on KDWA. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We've had in our studios today Greg Jablonski with Home Results Group. If you want to give Greg a call or anybody with the Home Results Group, call Edina Realty, 651-437-2121, and ask for the Home Results Group.